You are listening to the audio production of The Way of the Father, Lessons from My Dad, Truths About God, by Michael W. Smith, with Robert Nolan, published by K-Love Books, an imprint of EMF Publishing, LLC. This book is read by the author. Acknowledgements. I want to express my love, deep gratitude, and honor to my family. My mom, Barbara. My wife, Debbie. My kids, Ryan, Whitney, Tyler, Anna, and Emily. My sister, Kim, and her family. David, Mary Claire, Caroline, and Sarah Kate. All our grandkids. To my father, Paul Smith. This audiobook is to honor the son, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, child of God, and Jesus follower you were, and how you always led by example as a servant leader in everything you did. To my Abba Father, God is my strength, God is my song, and yes, God is my salvation. This is the kind of God I have, and I'm telling the world, this is the God of my Father. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Introduction. Dancing in the Aisle. The Father's Legacy. My father was my hero, the kindest, gentlest man I've ever known, the person in my life who was always the most like Jesus to me, and consistently reflected the qualities of my Abba Father. Before anyone in the music industry had ever heard my name, back when I was in middle school playing in garage bands in our hometown of Canova, West Virginia, my father was always my biggest fan. Even though he is in heaven now, my dad, Paul Smith, is still my hero. My father spent 40-plus years as a blue-collar worker at the Ashland Oil Refinery in Catlettsburg, Kentucky. Making the 10-minute drive twice a day, he crossed over the border between West Virginia and Kentucky, going to and from work. Even if he was sick, injured, or exhausted, all those years, he was at his station working the swing shift. His work ethic and commitment to his co-workers were only surpassed by his love for his God and our family. The memories of Dad's life, his words, and his wisdom are with me constantly as I parent and grandparent today. Between my mom, my sister, Kim, and her family, and my wife, Debbie, and our 5 adult children, and all the grandkids, we have 4 generations living near one another. I'm so grateful to be a part of a long line of love and godly legacy through the grace and mercy of Jesus in our family. In his later years, Dad was diagnosed with dementia. He struggled with the disease for 5 years until his passing. During his first year or so in the battle, he would come to my concerts, sing at the top of his lungs, and dance in the aisle. Yes, literally dance in the aisle to my music. When he heard his son's music, a childlike quality came out in him during the season between the disease setting in and before he was homebound. Dad would introduce himself to the people seated around him and then ask, "You know who that is up there?" as he would go on to make the connection for them. Looking into the front rows from the stage, the beam from my dad's countenance always appeared much brighter than the spotlight on me. My dad went home to be with the Lord in November 2015. I miss him terribly. Grief certainly has no time constraints. But on a daily basis throughout his life, he gave me a glimpse of what God is like. Of course, as with all mortals, he had his faults. Yet the truth for me is that I just didn't see very many of them. You might suspect as his son, I would say that, but anyone who knew Paul Smith in any of his circles throughout his life would tell you the same thing. Soon after Dad's transition to heaven, I knew I wanted one day to share all that his life taught me through telling stories from our journey as father and son, how he inspired and encouraged me, and how every day he quietly shaped who I have become.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?